Bill Spadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
Six 10 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talk to Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So we're going to start today with this unbelievable change from Governor Sherrill accepting Phil Murphy's radicalizing the employment sector with the elimination effectively of 1099 employees. We'll talk about that. But first, Dan, I loved the weather this morning.
Yeah, it was a nice morning,
yesterday,
right?
Was perfect, yes. It was a little too breezy yesterday. We sat outside. We went to Woodbridge, and I met some folks at the Woodbridge Brewery, which is a fantastic new restaurant right by the train station.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Sure, I know that section of Woodbridge, yeah.
I love it. It's brand new. It's right by the train, although you have to get used to the train blowing the whistle.
Yep.
It hits it, that horn. Like, you know, so one of our friends was shocked for the first two times, got used to it on the third time.
Used to it, sure.
But a very cool outside place. However, really super windy.
It was windy. But you know what? The combination of the wind and the low humidity made it bearable that it was 86 degrees yesterday. It was pretty hot
yesterday. Hot. Yeah. But yeah, I loved it. It was great to sit outside. But today, something about this morning when I walked out, it was almost
60. It's perfect. 60 degrees. It's great. Yeah. It's comfortable. It's nice to have a comfortable morning. Now, it's not going to be as nice as yesterday because we're not going to see 80s. We top out around 70. We're still in that same air mass. We're still on the warm side of the world here, but with clouds building in and rain building in, the thermometer just can't climb as high today.
So,
we'll still see some 70s in New Jersey, and that's typical for this time of year. It's May now. It's spring. We should see 70s. So there will be some glimmers of warmth today. You know, you can probably do without the jacket, but you will need the umbrella today because we're going to see those scattered showers later this morning into this afternoon. There could be a few rumbles of thunder along the way, too.
But nothing major.
Nothing big. It's really not going to pour. It's not going to rain all day. It's just going to be some hit or miss wet weather today, a few more showers tomorrow, and then we move on with our lives.
I heard you this morning on First News, and saying that Friday, sun could be pretty nice.
Yeah, I think Friday's a nice day. The only thing there is temperatures will be a little cooler than normal. You know, we'll be in the 60s. Again, we'd like to see 70s.
Like that.
That's fine. Yeah, it'll be fine.
What about the weekend? Any major stuff coming?
Yeah, Saturday's trending wet. I'm not a fan of this. We have my son's communion this Saturday, and we were hoping for, nice pictures outside. Mm-hmm. And a good chunk of the day is looking rainy at this point.
Too bad.
That could swing early. Right now, it's right in the middle of the day. That could swing earlier and later, so we'll see how that plays out. Mother's Day Sunday is looking really nice.
Good.
70s with at least partial sunshine. So, as long as we go 50-50 on the weekend, that's good.
No adventure on my commute in the morning, though.
I don't think so. No, no. Right now looks just fine.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dan.
Yep.
So, Eric, I'm not going to say I'm surprised. I'm disappointed. So the governor is adopting this Department of Labor rule that effectively changes the test for which you would determine whether or not your job is 1099. And this is effectively what employers now have to do. And what is the burden on the employee or on the employer?
Well, it's pretty much shared equally. We have the rules published at NJ1015.com, but, break it down into its simplest term. If you are an independent contractor, if you're a gig worker, if you get paid by 1099, if you get paid by anything other than normal payroll, and there's about 1.7 million of those jobs in New Jersey, your job is at risk and likely to be eliminated.
Because the company would have to convert you into an employee.
Correct.
And that would mean offering health benefits, all the other requirements.
Potentially, everything that is involved with that.
Paying the unemployment taxes.
Yep.
So all of a sudden, you've got now the company is going to have a higher burden. So your $30,000 job, let's say that's your rate, because you're a part-time employee working 15, 20 hours a week. that would become effectively a $60,000 to $70,000 burden for the company.
Potentially, yeah.
Right? That's the real issue.
If they even retain that individual. So
let's say they do. Yeah. Their costs effectively could near double because of all the added expenses that come to that. Maybe not quite double. Maybe a 30% increase. Let's be conservative. Let's say $30,000 will now cost you $40,000. You're not going to do it because you're paying the guy $30,000. So I would imagine. I mean, I do so much work. I mean, I've got 19 jobs. I am. There's no chance that my speaking events, as an example, I'm going to be an employee. There's also no chance that I'm going to do it for free.
Well, right, and that's the issue. And,
so you know, I'm going to end up being a lawbreaker because I'll do it under the table. I mean,
well, that's what's going to happen. Is a lot of this will work under the table now. But when people ask me, well, who is affected? Basically, it's everybody. It's your home health care aides. Yeah. It's your daycare workers. It's your bar bands. It's your independent owner operator truckers.
Yeah.
That's what's affected. If you are not on payroll and somebody is paying you with 1099 income, however you classify yourself, you're affected by this.
That's amazing. Practically, how would it work? I mean, I just got paid for an event coming up in October, as an example. Mm-hmm. Just got a physical check, which is really interesting too.
Yeah, I don't think everybody does ACH.
Doesn't happen anymore, right? Yeah, I got an actual check. Yeah. It's sitting on my desk. I'm like, ooh, look at that novelty throwback. What do I do with that? So I'm going to have to deposit that now, which is kind of exciting. But the point is, my guess is most will be like me. You won't know what. I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to put the money in the bank. I'm going to move on as usual. And I'm going to continue to invoice the different vendors that I use. What will change?
Well, potentially that process could change. Here's what happens now. These rules don't go into effect today. There's 120 days that the governor has set aside for the legislature to carve out exemptions. So it is now up to the legislature to determine who is exempt under these rules.
Mm-hmm.
And you have no idea which way that's going to go. But it is big labor that is driving this. If I put my analyst hat on for a second, this is the strongest indication yet of what you've been saying, is that Mikey Sherrill is thinking about national office because this strengthens her position with national labor groups.
And there you go. The plot thinner. Mikey Sherrill wants to be president. She was barely qualified to fly a helicopter in the Navy, clearly not qualified to lead our state into economic prosperity. Now wants to be your president, and you, gig worker, are going to pay the bill to pave the way for her. How completely disappointing and disgusting. This is why, without an effective Republican opposition, these things happen. 1-800-283-101.5. Are you a 1099 employee? What are you going to do? You're going to ignore the rule? I suspect most will. 1-800-283-101.5. 618, fast traffic, instant weather next.
Jersey News, when it matters. Breaking updates, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Supported by Hackensack Meridian Health.
:25 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadio with you until 10 o'clock this morning. If you are a 1099 employee, just hold on to your hats. We'll keep you posted over the next 120 days as to what the legislature will do. This is not a partisan issue, and I think it's beyond unions, and I don't want you to take away from this, hearing the conversation earlier, that union workers are the problem. The reality is these are union bosses, influencers, the guys that direct millions of dollars toward national campaigns to exercise influence. These are the guys pushing the consultants around Mikey Sherrill because she wants to run for president. There is no question about that in my mind. And in her delusional world, like several governors prior, she thinks she's got a legitimate shot. And I'm going to be very candid with you. I think the only governor that had a legitimate shot, I mean, I'm talking about past 50 years, to become the president of the United States was former Governor Chris Christie. Let's not forget, in the, I think it was the summer of 20, 2011 or 20, I think it was 2011, the Iowa Republicans actually came to Drumthwacket. I'll never forget talking about this, doing an interview in front of Drumthwacket with my friends at WOR Channel 9. And this was kind of my first toe dip into television, talking about how this delegation came to talk Chris Christie into running for president. Had he run for president in 2012 instead of waiting until 16, there is a very good chance that Chris Christie would have been president of the United States. He had the demeanor. He had the machine around him. I mean, he had the right issues at the time. So then it derailed. And then you had, I remember John Corzine thought he could be president, and Phil Murphy thought he could be president. Now Mikey Sherrill. Look, guys, it's ridiculous. I'm sure the thought crossed, three-time loser Chitterelli's mind too. But the problem with this is that when they think about going beyond the job that they're doing, they make stupid decisions. And this wrecking ball to the gig economy, it's short-sighted. It's not going to last. Don't fret about it. Don't fret if you are a 1099 employee. This will work itself out. Even California added so many exemptions that effectively they reversed their own rule. Don't worry about it. They're not going to deprive themselves of the revenue, and there's no enforcement mechanism. They literally will never be able to enforce it with so many of us doing it. I mean, almost 2 million of us, and I'm one of them, and I'm with you. I'm not making any changes. I'm going to figure that whoever's paying me is going to have to figure that out, and I'm going to file my taxes the way I always do and slightly overpay. Yes, I make sure that I'm ahead of the curve on that. So don't fret, but at the same time, if you're a 1099 employee in a bigger company, be a little concerned, because you don't want that company to make the cost-cutting measure to fire you. So are you a 1099 employee, and did you even know this was coming down the pike? 1-800-283-101.5, 628. Eric Scott with the news next. 637 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. So, Eric, I have a concern, and then part of me has, I almost feel like this is going to blow over. Maybe I'm wrong, but the change from the Department of Labor, this is about the ABC test, which effectively says if you meet certain criteria, you can be considered a 1099 employee, which means you are responsible for paying your taxes. The company that employs you, or I should say hires you, to do 1099 work pays you the sum of what you are billing them, and that's it. They don't have to pay any other taxes. Correct. Or any related fees. So by making a company pay you as an employee, they're now taking on an added tax burden, regulatory burden, all these other things, potentially impacting health care, et cetera. A practical example, and you didn't mention this, but I'll say it because I have a small film company, as you know, and we do the category of SAG ultra low, so less than $400,000 on the films. And, you know, we've sold now, we're up to 5 films with producer credits and that we've actually made and sold them to a Lifetime. I've got a horror film that's on Tubi right now. We are working on our next film, and I want to do it in New Jersey because it's a 35% tax credit.
Right.
The challenge is that the independent films, everybody's 1099.
Right.
And that's what keeps the budget low. Now, if we go with SAG, and SAG is very challenging to work with, it's a bad union. I don't know if you're a SAG member. I am not. And thank God, I think SAG is the crappiest union out there. I'm sure there are other crappy ones. But we have had fights with them over how they classify certain films. Oh. And, you know, they want residuals. And I had a big fight with them over our Handyman from Hell film that we sold to Lifetime. And they wanted residuals. And we fought them for, my God, it's going on almost 2 years. And finally beat them because they were trying to classify the film as something that qualified for residuals. I'm like, guys, we got paid one time from Lifetime. The fact that they re-air it is part of their ownership of the rights for 5 years. I don't get any more money for that. Anyway, we beat them. But the point is that we built into this new budget, because I wanted the tax credits, a SAG film that our team will be employees. And we're going to take on that burden because I'm going to make a lot of money back on the film credit. So it worked out for us to raise the budget. My point is, you're not going to be able to do that for most of your independent films, for your guys playing the band at the Jersey Shore. It wouldn't make sense to hire a band at Bar A and make them employees of the bar.
My guess is what will happen, and I don't know this for sure, because you now have big labor, which are big contributors to the Democratic leadership in the legislature, that are going to be driving this bus.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to sit down, and their decision as to what is exempted will probably be based on two things. Well, maybe three. First will be politics. The second will be, where do the unions think they might be able to get some gains?
Right.
They're probably not going to get gains from, you know, people that are playing in bar bands.
Agreed.
They're probably not going to be able to, you know,
but
get
truckers.
Well, that's right. The independent operator truckers.
Wow.
I guarantee you, the Teamsters are eyeing that one up right now.
Now, let me ask you this: if you're a truck driver and you live in Turnersville, New Jersey, and you operate out of your house, you park your rig in the driveway, you own the cab, you go and pick up your load, let's say you do it over the road, you're being paid by the trucking company on a contract, let's say personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're an owner-operator, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
If you then say, well, I'm just going to move to PA or start an LLC with an address in PA, would you still be affected by the rule?
Don't know. That's kind of a gray area right now, because while the litmus test rules have been adopted, you won't know how they will be applicable specifically until the legislature carves out whatever the exemptions are.
But I'm saying, I work for Newsmax now.
Yeah.
But I'm a contractor. You know, I'm a host, but I'm not an employee of the company.
But it's not a New Jersey company.
That was my question.
Yes.
They're Florida-based, actually. They're a Florida-based company.
Yeah,
so it shouldn't affect me at all.
As I understand the rules right now, you would not be affected on that.
So that would tell me that a lot of these bigger companies, charities, et cetera, could just relocate their headquarters to another state.
Right. And the other thing that is going to be driven by this, and we've already seen this with the Democratic leadership and their addiction to new revenue raisers, they're eyeing this up, because keep in mind now, if you have to start bringing on new employees, you're going to be paying payroll taxes, you're going to be paying additional business taxes, etc. That's money that is going to be pouring into the Treasury that Democrats are salivating over being able to spend.
Yeah, because they live in a static world that they won't lose any companies. They're just saying,
right,
based on what we have now, we will increase by, who knows, hundreds of millions of dollars.
And look, some of them will convert. There's no doubt. Some will convert
the big guys
into employees. If you are an independent contractor and, you know, you're doing 80 billable hours a week or whatever, it may actually be more beneficial for the company to bring you on as an employee. You may have rejected that idea. But, you know, if you look at California as the example, this was devastating. It was devastating.
In what way?
Hundreds of thousands of people lost their jobs because they couldn't be classified as independent contractors. There were no carve-outs originally in California, much the way these rules are now written.
No carve-outs here right now.
Exactly.
It's everybody.
So legislature has 120 days to figure out what the carve-outs are. But it took them years in California to get it even back to a workable situation with multiple bills and proposals. And every time one bill was passed, then they found something else that wasn't working. And in terms of tax collections, in terms of individuals having jobs, will there be carve-outs for Uber and Lyft drivers?
Well, now,
maybe.
Now, there's a federal carve-out for the safe harbor rules for real estate professionals, mm-hmm, who are, by and large, 1099. They're not employees. And I can't imagine the state of New Jersey will be able to. They will want to, but they're not going to be able to override the federal IRS rules on that.
Well, not for federal classification and taxes, but possibly for New Jersey.
I mean, that would effectively end the real estate industry in this state.
I mean, you have splits now between, you know, with tax laws that are different on the state level than they are for the federal.
Yeah.
You have things that are deductible on the federal level that are not deductible on the state level, and vice versa. So, you know, it's not uncommon to have different rules apply. How that's reconciled, I don't know. That's right. How would that work?
I mean, I think that's up to
an accountant at that point.
We went through that battle when I worked for Jim Weickert, and you know, it was the state was always pushing to say we had to be very careful with how we structured the sales meetings. You know, the direction. It had to be training and offering opportunities.
It's training, not direction. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I'm not telling you, you have to do this.
Yeah. But this is how we probably ought to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You're going to have a lot of that. And then you're also going to have so much, you're going to have a huge portion of this economy that is going to just go underground. And right now there is a large underground economy in New Jersey as it is. But a lot of those people that are doing that work, they will pay something in taxes. They will declare a certain amount of income. Not all of it. You know that. I know that. The IRS knows that.
It's the same thing. It's why the tax on tips was smart, because the no tax on tips, I should say, because it's not actually no tax on tips. It's an exemption up to a certain amount, which will now encourage people to file their taxes and report those tips, because you exempt up to like $25,000.
But you'll drive so much more of that underground, where people will just say, "Hey, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
What are you talking about? I don't." Yeah, and you're gonna bring New Jersey back to a cash economy, especially for a lot of these folks. Look, guys, it's a bad rule. It's a stupid idea. It's done because Cheryl wants to be president. It is that simple. This is naked ambition. Probably a poor choice of words on my part, so try to get that image out of your head. Sorry. 6:47, Fast Traffic, Instant Weather next.
Big Joe Henry is bringing you Jersey's biggest hits and biggest laughs every Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 3. Plus traffic, weather, and all the fun only Big Joe can deliver. Big Joe Henry, weekends on New Jersey 101.5.
On New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. Let's talk about independent contractors. Look, guys, it's a bad rule, but it's not the sky is not falling. Most of you are not going to lose your job. The governor's not going to let it go crazy, because remember, it's in her interest. She doesn't want you to lose your job. She wants the unions to be able to go after independent truckers. That's what this is about. This is about restaurant workers, independent truckers, and they feel like they can burn a lot of young people and get them into the union, collect the dues. It's a big game, but it's all designed for her national prospects and new revenue. What the result of it's going to be that many people will just work under the table, but I suspect most will be carved out. Let's go to Gary in Colts Neck. What do you think, Gary?
Morning, Bill.
Morning.
So I'm a landscaper guy, 40 years, you know, and I was a problem many years ago as a contractor. You know, why keep paying your employees cash when you're taking your owner's draw? Don't pay tax. I have to pay the tax. Give it to these employees. They send it out of the country. That's why we're in a mess today, 30 years. So my word is, if everybody puts everybody on the books the correct way, workers' comp, payroll taxes, your numbers have to be different than somebody else's. This is why we're in a problem today. So all these contractors, I don't care if it's a homeowner, getting somebody to come to your home, giving cash, that's the problem, Bill. You know, but 30 years later, right, we know what the influx of Spanish people, nothing against them. I have them working for me. They're on the books. I don't care. You got to pay taxes like I do.
But, you know, that's different, though, because think about it, right? A 1099 employee, there's a reason for that. I mean, and somehow other countries are able to deal with this. You know, I've got, and it's a lot of, you know, my daughter lives in London, and she's effectively a gig worker, even though she manages a big portion of a company. Because multiple vendors, they're dealing with, you know, dozens of different vendors, and they're paid in very different ways, and every job is different. So there's a reason the IRS has this carve out. The problem with you're, it's not an issue of 1099 versus employee that has crushed this country. It's illegal immigration. I mean, you think about it, Gary, right? I did one of my last shows. I talked about this actually on Monday night. I was in for Finnerty on Newsmax, and I interviewed this guy from the Federal Highway Administration, the Motorist Transportation Division, some division I had not heard, but really, really smart dude. And I asked him, because there's a big issue of thousands and thousands of companies called chameleon companies, and they're trucking companies that break the rules, hire illegals. People have died. 141 people have died in the last few years. 2,000 people have been injured. It's a real crisis in the country. And the administration, the Trump administration, is trying to go after these guys. But I asked him, I said, well, what's the root of the problem? And part of the problem is that driver's licenses are being issued to criminal aliens. So you got guys like Jack Cittarelli, three-time loser for governor, who advocated for driver's licenses for illegals. That has directly contributed to a problem on our roadways. And remember something, Gary. These dudes, most of them are not employees. A lot of these guys are getting cash under the table. So it's not just... So the problem, again, is we're going after legal, legitimate 1099 employees to solve a problem created by criminals. It's like cracking down on gun laws for legal gun owners to solve a criminal problem. Don't make me pay more. I'm a legitimate guy. That's the challenge. Anyway, Gary, thank you, man. I appreciate you, brother.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Thank you. If you're a landscaper, this is going to impact you. What about homeowners? What about the guys cutting your lawn? How are you going to pay them? Do I have to now hire them, form an LLC for my home? Come on. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 658 is the time. Eric Scott with the news next.
From Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's weather to traffic that explains what's happening, a powerful local newsroom and conversations you actually care about, New Jersey 101.5 keeps you informed, entertained, and connected all day long.
.709 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. So we're talking about the gig economy and 1099 employees. It's really interesting, Eric. Can you name one thing, and maybe it's a question for our listeners too, that state government has done in the last, let's call it the last 10 years, that you could say, wow, they're on the ball. Thanks. Good idea. I can't. Got to be something.
No, and I will tell you that is something that we talked about on Jersey Thing last night with a bunch of our listeners. Is government more efficient and beneficial to you now than it was before the start of the Sherrill administration? But you want to go back into the Murphy administration. And really, even in the latter years of the Christie administration, government can't get out of its own way. There's this idea that, well, we've always done it this way, so we have to continue to do it this way. Where is the innovation? And I think, you know, this may be, for Mikey Sherrill, maybe her first really unforced error and her biggest gaffe to date that could have a severe impact on the New Jersey workforce and the economy. We don't know yet, and you may be right. It may wind up being much ado about nothing, but the potential is there, and never underestimate the ability of government to harm the little guy.
That is so true. It's so true. All right, it's 7:11. I got a break for traffic and weather, but I asked Eric that question. I want to ask you, can you tell me one thing that New Jersey state government has done where you look back and you looked across the table at your wife or your husband or your kids and said, man, they got that one right? I am at a loss. I'll go back 12 years. Ronald Reagan famously asked in the 1980 race for president, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? The answer was a resounding no, and Ronald Reagan won a decisive victory over incumbent President Jimmy Carter. No one's asking that question now in New Jersey. If I were to ask it, I would say, are you better off now than you were 20 years ago? And the answer for most of us is, wow, you know, no. I look at my real estate taxes. I look at the cost of insurance. My son is now a resident and a voter in California because California, for all their faults, was a cheaper, more affordable prospect for him at 23 than living in New Jersey. I want you to digest that for a moment. My daughter is a resident, a permanent resident now in the UK. Why? Well, that's where her job is. That's where my son-in-law is, her husband. But it's actually more affordable for Elizabeth and Charlie the Butcher to live in London than New Jersey. I mean, am I talking to myself here? New Jersey is worse off than California and Britain? What have we done, New Jersey? What are you thinking? I don't have a prize for you, but maybe I'll put you on a list for a ticket to another show. If you can name one thing that New Jersey government has done that benefited anybody, 1-800-283, other than illegals. Come on. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 713 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
Listen live anywhere in New Jersey. Stream New Jersey 101.5 at NewJersey1015.com or on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Jersey's news, talk, and weather. Always with you. Powered by Hackensack Meridian Health.
Arrow.
7:21 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Jill, so I understand there's an update on the raccoon saga.
Yes.
With your better half, Dave, who's sitting on the tarmac right now in a pouring rainstorm in Memphis. Sorry, Dave, but at least you're listening, right? Is he listening?
I think he took off. I could see the text.
Oh, he's already in the air.
But yes, the mom raccoon and babies, we don't know how many babies are in the attic, are going to be escorted out by Wildlife Management.
Nice.
So apparently there's a company.
But that's a company, not a government.
Yeah, because first when he said it, I was like, oh, good. Is that your town or county? Or
yeah.
He said, no, it's professional.
So
now,
I can't wait to find out what this cost him.
Yeah. And I
said, as soon as he gets the bill, you got to let me know.
And I hope they did some damage. I hope they bit...
Because then you can have an insurance claim.
You can claim it, yeah. But there's also birds on his front porch that are nesting big time.
So friend of ours had a bird problem on his right above his front door. And he went through, months trying to figure this out. Eventually, he just put spikes up.
Oh.
Little spikes, like literally, I don't know how he pinned them down. He bought some kit and it worked.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like, yeah, I mean, you got to, because the birds are a real pain.
Yes, I mean, this is beyond.
I mean, they poop constantly.
Right, this is beyond, like, I've had where I have a wreath on my front, I don't do it anymore, but I've had the wreath on the front door, and the birds will make a nest right in the wreath. Oh, it's so cute, the babies are, the blue eggs are there. But no, he has, because this is a log cabin style house. It's a very large front porch with a very high ceiling.
Yeah.
So they're up there and they're in soffit. They got into it. There's another soffit.
You
got
to solve that.
Yeah. And
so they're getting rid of those too.
There's like the nests are,
Are they relocating the nest or are they just taking a broom and whacking them all out of there?
I think they're safe.
I'm good either way.
They're safely doing it. Don't worry.
Oh, I know. All right.
Bill's already making like eggs. You're making scrambled eggs already.
Or, a little roast bird. What's wrong with that?
It is crazy that when
kind of like a Cornish hen. They're little. Just like a little one.
Watching TV, we can hear the birds are just like, I feel like Snow White right now. Like the rodents up in
that's
the
attic. Funny.
The birds are pecking away. And
so they're working today or we don't know when?
No, because he's still on the trip.
Got it. All right, I'm just curious what this costs. If you're in this business, I'd love to know, are you in the wildlife removal business? Yeah. And what do you, I'd love to give your company a plug because I don't know anybody that hasn't had at least one problem in their house with animals.
Right, some kind of creature.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not talking about like pest removals, something that gets rid of bugs. Like, I get that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, really remove the wildlife and... what's the craziest thing you've had in your house?
Yeah, like things with eyeballs.
Things with... Yes. Spiders have many eyeballs. Are they eyeballs?
They probably do. And I
kind of like multiple eyes. Yeah. What are they? I don't know.
My house is a huge yellow jacket issue, and I'm sure the yellow jackets have.
Are they the little puffy ones?
But they're like.
Or are they bumblebees?
They're skinnier. Yeah, they're skinnier.
What are the little yellow and black cotton balls?
Yeah, they're. That's
yeah, they're not going to bite you or sting you or whatever the hell they do.
But let me tell you, anything with eyeballs that are substantial.
You want them out.
Are looking. If you could tell the personality of this creature. You want it out.
Get him out. If you've got a creature smoking a butt in the corner, giving you a side eye, you want to get him out. All right? Who's in that business? And what's the craziest animal you've had in your house? I can tell you a story about the house we had in Vermont. I'll tell you that on the other side. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. Michael, you'll be first. Other side. 725. Eric Scott with the news next. 7:37 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. Hey, guys, I'm going to get back to talking about the rodents and the. And I got a story for you about our house in the mountains that we had running through one day. Oh, boy. But first, I want to check in with my friend Kelly Kiefer, who is with the Catholic Community of Hopewell Valley. They are currently running a diaper drive. I met her and the team at the New Jersey Right to Life Banquet, which I host every year, or I should say I MC every year with my good friend Marie Tasey. And I wanted you to know about this because there are a lot of young moms out there that really do need help. And, you know, to me, when you stand up for life and you want to stand in that space of saying I'm pro-life and I value every life and I want to empower women to have the choice to bring a baby into the world, that comes, in my opinion, with a responsibility to help those women in those first at least year, if not longer, of the baby's life. So one of the things that we try to do is promote the charities out there that are helping the young moms. And one of those is the Respect Life Ministry at the Catholic Community of Hopewell Valley. Kelly, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. Thank you for saying hi and pulling me aside last week. I really value what you guys are doing. What a wonderful group. Tell us about it and tell us how people can help.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. When God gives us opportunity, we must seize it. So
yeah,
I'm here this morning because I like babies, and I like moms, and I like dads. And because family is so important, our team at the Catholic Community of Hopewell Valley, which is St. James, St. George, and St. Alphonsus, three parishes in one, there's been many hands helping to make this diaper drive work so that we can support young moms in need. There's only one manufacturer that is a pro-life company, and that is Every Life Diaper Company. They were started in 2023 by Sarah Gable Seifert. They believe that every baby is a miracle, and so do I. How about you, Bill? You believe that too, right?
I do. I mean, I've always said that children are a gift from God, and I think the problem that we have always had is that we have devalued and dehumanized something that we can't touch and see. And that's part of the problem. And I think that technology and these 4D ultrasounds have really shined a light and brought people into the consciousness of understanding the preciousness and the value of life. And, you know, I said it, I may have even said it in my remarks that night, 85% of the women who see the life inside of them on the ultrasound want and choose to bring that baby into the world. We just have to do a better job of helping them on the other side.
Correct, which is why we're doing this drive. Every Life Diaper Company, they believe in life. They stand with integrity and quality product. They champion parenthood, and they are rooted in faith. They've donated over 9 million diapers so far since 2023. And
wow.
Over 8 million, yeah, that's a big number, and over 8 million wipes to pro-life organizations. They do this to help support moms who are facing crisis pregnancies. These moms often are alone and afraid, and they don't feel like they have support. And the diaper symbolizes so much for them. It gives them the bravery to choose life. So with a free ultrasound and the fact that they know they're going to get diapers and other basic needs, it often helps them to choose life, which is a beautiful thing.
I love it. I love it. Where do people go if they want to donate diapers or if they want to contribute so that they can help this cause and keep this company going, Every Life Diapers? Where do they go?
Okay. So through stjamespennington.org, we are seeking monetary donations so that we can give to Options for Her, which is a pregnancy resource center located in Trenton, Cherry Hill, and Ocean City. They offer free ultrasounds and help for the journey. We're also supporting Homefront, which is an organization in Mercer County that helps fight poverty. And families often have children. We want families to have children. And Homefront is one of those organizations that the diapers are going to go to. We're also supporting Mount Carmel Guild, which is a food pantry in Trenton. And the families come and get a bag of groceries to help make the week work because they just needed a bag of groceries. When I was there recently, I heard a newborn baby cry. And there's nothing like the sound of a newborn baby.
Oh, that's fantastic. Kelly, I appreciate everything that you guys are doing. Thank you for joining me. Keep up the great work. Please tell all the ladies that that I say hello. And we'll make sure we get this link to stjamespennington.org posted on our site shortly.
Great. And also, one more thing, please.
Sure.
We want to celebrate moms because Mother's Day is coming.
Yeah.
So I'll shout out to all moms. We celebrate all moms, future moms, young moms, old moms, and all the moms in between. Moms here, moms there, moms everywhere.
I love it. It's the best job ever. Kelly, I agree with that. It's also one of the most underappreciated real callings that women have. And, you know, it's a shame. The job of motherhood should be celebrated, elevated, and respected. And unfortunately, the modern feminist movement has done so much to disparage and tear down this vital societal role and incredible job. And I hate to see mothers not appreciated. So take Mother's Day seriously this year. Value mom, all the moms out there. Thank you, Kelly. Have a great rest of your
day. Thank you, Bill.
Appreciate
take
you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. All right, it is 7:44 on New Jersey 101.5. Here's what I'm going to do. I don't want to cut anybody off because this is, I want to talk about the animals in your house. I will tell you this quickly, that I was away and we were in the process of selling our home in Vermont, and I get a call from the real estate agent. She's like kind of in a panic, yelling almost in tears because there was a bear in the house. And I asked her, I'm like, well, okay, why are you calling me? I'm in New Jersey. Should you not be calling the police? She just didn't know what else to do. She closed the door. She locked herself in our bedroom. And I'm watching on the security cameras the bear that had gotten into the house because she left the door open during the open house in Vermont. The stupid bear gets in, gets into the laundry room, makes a mess, and eats one of the detergent bottles. So the only good news for me is that bear had a rough stomach night. Serves him right for coming into my house. But he lived, and then I'm such an idiot. I literally took a screenshot of the animal control, the state police, walking through my house with long guns. Like, they literally had their rifles out. I screenshotted it because I'm like, you know, point of view today. Like, I thought I was being funny. Jody and Elizabeth were in London, and I texted them the picture without context. Let me just say, that was not a good idea. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. Michael, Jimmy, Paul, AJ, you'll all be in queue coming up after Traffic and Weather next.
Yo, what's up, New Jersey?
Looking for something that's so Jersey? Tune in to Jersey Thing with Eric Scott. Weeknights at 6 on New Jersey 101.5. Presented by RWJ Barnabas Health and supported by Parks Casino and Earth Treasures Jewelers. Eric has fun diving into what makes Jersey tick. From the lighthearted quirks we love to the important issues that matter most. Join the conversation at 6 p.m. and watch anytime on YouTube. Jersey Thing with Eric Scott on New Jersey 101.5. Because nobody does Jersey like Jersey.
7:53 on New Jersey 101.5 this morning. I am Bill Spady. All right, let's jump right into it. So what kind of nasty animals have you dealt with in your home? We'll start with Michael in East Brunswick. What do you got, Michael?
Hey, good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm an animal lover myself.
Yeah.
But I was living in New York City, and in my bedroom, the windows were towards the alley, so I had an air conditioner there.
Yep.
And the pigeons made a little nest next there. And honestly, I was going to kick them out because I could hear them cooing. But when I went to do
You know, wait, do that again, Michael. That was pretty good. You know, I'm kind of impressed, man. That was really good. Anyway.
I learned that one from Bert and Ernie.
I love it. All right. So what'd you do?
Well, when I went to kick them out, there was eggs in the nest.
Oh.
So I didn't have the heart.
Yeah.
I didn't have the heart to kick the Mother's Day little baby eggs out. So I said, I'll leave them alone.
So you left it.
So I left it. A couple days later, my bedroom was infested with bird mites. It was absolutely disgusting. I had to bomb my whole apartment. I threw out my bed and the bedding and furniture.
So what? They were coming through the air conditioner, right? Because they had free access. Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah.
Dump the eggs into the alley next time.
I almost didn't see it. Like the mites were so small, it looked like the shelf was moving.
I'm scratching right now. Michael. Right?
Yeah.
Gross.
It was horrible. But so I love nature, but sometimes we got to keep nature just a little bit at arm's length.
You know what we need? We need boundaries. Boundaries are fine.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Right? What do they say? Yeah. Exactly. Proper fencing makes great neighbors.
There you go.
Yeah. Thank you, man. Have a great rest of your day, Michael.
8-foot fence.
There you go. All right, Jimmy, AJ, hang in there. Right back. 7:55, Eric Scott with the news next.
From deep discussions to lighthearted conversations, you're listening to New Jersey 101.5.
It's 8:10 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Let's jump right back into it. So I told you about the bear in the house. By the way, So I've told this story on air before. So we're selling our house in Vermont. This was before the campaign, before I ran for governor. I decided to streamline everything because I knew I was going to be out of work for many, many, many months. And I ended up without an income for 7 months. So I'm happy to be back. But we sold the house. The realtor's in the house. Eric, you'll love this. So she has an open house. It's in the summer. Bears are hungry. She leaves the door open. And I said to her, I'm like, you grew up in Vermont. You know about the bear. Here's the best part. So she calls me. Now, I'm driving in between events. This was like a height of the summer. I had not, I'm trying to think. This was ahead of my taking a leave here. It was like, you know, pre-campaign. You know, I don't even know if I was a candidate officially yet, but anyway, so I'm doing 19 events. So I'm driving between events. I get a call. I'm like, oh, it's my realtor. Okay, maybe there's good news. Maybe there's an offer. She's screaming in the phone. Bell! Like, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? And I'm like, okay, calm down. Where are you? I'm in your bedroom. Like, oh my God, what do you mean you're in my bedroom? There's a bear. And I'm like, hold on.
And what did she expect you to do about it?
Thank you. I said, I need you to hang up with me and call the police. What are you doing? So the bear, picture the scene. She comes around to go to the front door. She hears noise. She thinks it's another customer coming.
Oh, no.
She had left the door open after the last one left. It's the bear. So she's literally face to face with this monster bear who's sitting on my front porch looking into the house, like with the smelling, the like, what deliciousness is inside this abode? So she immediately runs. The thing gets into the laundry room, starts eating stuff. Now, the only good news for me is that the bear got a hold of a couple of the bottles of cleaner and had a really rough stomach night.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, that served him right. You know, what the hell? So the great news about that is the smell of that actually was a deterrent to other bears, which was good because this guy left the house, you know, pooping and puking, and it was just a complete mess. Anyway, long story short, she's in the bedroom, locked for her safety, won't leave the bedroom, calls the cops. The police come. So it's the Vermont, the local police come. I don't remember if the state troopers were there, but anyway, there's this female cop walk. Now, I've got cameras all over the house, so I've got cameras inside the house. So I'm going to my event. I'm about to walk on stage. I'm watching the police walk through my house with their rifles, ready to go. Because they're going to put the bear down. They don't mess around for money.
Right, yeah.
You just shoot it. You're not like, we're not luring him out. We're not going to relocate him. If you're a bear in the house, you get shot. So I screenshot it. Seriously, there's some times that I should have my head checked. I screenshot it. Jody's in London. I send it in the family group chat. So it's my son, it's my son-in-law, my daughter, and Jody. Without context, because I think it's funny. I'm like, no one else thought it was funny. And I'm like, hey, I'll explain later. I'm walking up to give a speech. Literally, no one talked to me for many, many hours after that. They're like, what is wrong with you, Dad? Why? That was not funny. We're like, are you in trouble? Are you in a hostage situation? Like, they had no idea what was going on.
So you screenshotted the guy with a gun, the cop with a gun, not the bear.
Yeah, I know. Because what made me interested was the fact that I had armed people walking through my house to find a bear. Now, there's a good reason why I didn't screenshot the bear. The bear was already gone. So, and it turned out there were two bears. They were like friends, and they were casing my house. And then she left the door open. Needless to say, I had another real estate professional after this incident who got the house sold. But anyway, that's my bear story.
Oh, can you imagine? God. No.
I took something that was, you know, like kind of trying anyway, and I made it worse. You should have heard Jody on that first call.
I can only imagine. Well, I mean, and this is one of the reasons why, because, you know, you were thinking about where are you going to retire? Where are you going to go when you retire, right?
Yes.
And so we've looked at all kinds of different options and things like that. Most places where you would go, I don't know whether you're thinking about Florida, Carolina, you know, out in Montana, wherever. There are things that will come into your house that you don't want in your house.
That's exactly right. You think you're retiring to nature. I may have ruled Vermont out. I mean, other than all the other issues in Vermont. But, like, I just, that was jarring. And we used to, I mean, look, we knew the bears were around. There was a little nest. We had a spring in the backyard, natural spring. It was pretty cool. And all this fresh water coming up. And it would literally bubble up even in the winter. So you'd have 2 feet of snow on the ground. And it would continue to bubble up. So the bears would come and drink.
Not cool.
Right. But it was in the back. It was very, like, we would take pictures of them, like, making their, like, almost like a nest. Like, the guys would take a drink and go for a little nap. Bears are fascinating creatures. But they're dangerous.
But I'd like to watch them on National Geographic, not in my backyard.
Not in your backyard, exactly. Anyway, all right, so I made a short story long. Jimmy, AJ, I will get to you guys first. What animal incidents have you had? And side note, have you ever sent your wife or your husband an out-of-context picture and then paid the price for that? Because now, in retrospect, I think that was pretty stupid to send that. 1-800-283-101.5, 816, fast traveling, instant weather next.
For the best of New Jersey, live hosts and timely traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Tune into New Jersey 101.5.
823 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you to 10 o'clock this morning. We're talking about critters in your house. What problems have you had? We'll start with AJ in Vineland. What's going on, AJ?
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Well, this is actually at work. I work at Philly Airport, as you know, and it's right by a nature preserve, the John Hans Wildlife Preserve. So we have a lot of critters I like to come in here. And one of my funny stories that I've seen on YouTube was a little raccoon came up to a panel at the Terminal B kiosk store, opened up the wall panel, and stole Twizzlers and shut the panel back.
Well, at least he was clean about it. Like, let's open and close it. That's funny.
Yeah, and then there's another thing where there was a raccoon right where the baggage claim is one of the, I think it was Terminal B or Terminal C, I'm not sure, but it, like, it came from the bottom and walked up the conveyor belt.
You know, I'm surprised, AJ, that I've never heard of an incident where a critter got into someone's luggage that was going through baggage claim, right?
Yeah, I know.
Like, just listen to you. It occurs to me that all the bags are going through that same process, that same system. And, of course, you're going to have mice or rats or whatever. You're going to have mm-hmm. something back there. I've never heard of that. Maybe someone can enlighten me, but that's never happened to me where a critter has gotten into a bag. But AJ, you and I could probably talk for hours. I can only imagine the stuff you've seen behind the scenes at Philly Airport. Oh, my God. Maybe we'll have that conversation in a week or so. Hey, man, have a great rest of your day. Thanks for chiming in. Appreciate you. Take care. Let's go to Jimmy in Morganville. What's happening, Jimmy?
Hey, good morning, Bill. Good to talk to you again.
You too.
Hey, first things first, you're starting to worry me a little bit. First, you want to cook up whales and pick and use their oil and piss off all the maritime people. Now, all the Autobahn people are going to be pissed off because you want to cook up a brown-breasted robin.
Well, to be fair, I just floated the idea. I'm like, you know, is it like a Cornish hen? I don't know. I was curious. I mean, look, you got to eat. And look, I love duck. I don't know. Just so we're clear, I didn't want to eat the whales. I just thought if whale oil could lower my bills, I would be in favor of harvesting the whales for oil. That's all.
Oh, just, right. You know, I simple. Understand.
Right? That's it. Anyway, what do you got?
Oh, what I got? I had a house in Howell, right by the reservoir, and that was a cedar shake house. I had flying squirrels in my walls, in the sheetrock walls.
No kidding.
Little tiny, they're small. They're the size of like a chipmunk. But when they run in from their something like a cat or whatever, a bird, they go up a tree and then they can leap off and they open up their front legs and it's like flaps on them.
Really? They have like a webbing, right, with their legs so they can glide.
So they're in my house. So what I did was I cut the sheetrock on the bottom by the baseboard in little squares. I put the habit heart trap there, the little ones, and I put a piece of apple in there. I caught at least 20.
No way. Jimmy.
Like 2 weeks.
That's nasty. You had 20 of the critters inside your house. Now, how did you know you got them all?
I did because I didn't hear any more scratch that night. Or
What did you do with them? Do they die in the trap or you throw them outside?
No, I relocated them. I would take them to work in the morning, which was like 20 miles away. Let them go in the woods by the battleground of country clubs and all that. Yeah. So they were in the wilderness again.
That's
and then a bunch of them I let go by my ex-wife's house.
There you go. That's way better than killing them. That's fantastic. I love it. The next call will be your ex-wife. Like, I had flying squirrels in my house. It was the weirdest thing. Not sure how it happened. Anyway, all right, man.
Take care.
You too. Take care, man. That's funny. Jack, hang in there. Hey, I will get to everybody's calls about the rodents and the creatures and the critters that have infested your house. But don't forget, it's Wednesday. So that means right after the news, the Hate-O-Meter, baby, it's back. BRB, 828.
He's got that ability to raise your hostility. So let's check out the online pleaders on today's Bill Hate-O-Meter.
It is that time of the week again, 8:39. I am Bill Spadia, and yes, it is time for the Hate-O-Meter. Producer Thomas, you did a really fantastic job calling through some of the hate.
Thank you.
And a lot of it is brand new hate. You know, we went through a 2 week stretch of a lot of the Trump Pope fight, which generated for whatever reason a lot of hate for me. I'm not sure how that works, but that happened. But this is some of this was related to my regular appearances on hosting on Newsmax, and some of it was related to my hosting comedy show. So it's kind of a spread of hate here.
Yeah, because I don't often get context when I'm reading it. I just get the hate.
Right, exactly. So part of it was a reaction to some of my broadcasts. You know, as I host on Newsmax, and people took issue because I will post some of the videos on social media. Some people will proactively post because they actually see the broadcast and they're like, wow, that's a problem for them. and then some just react to my comedy shows. And you know, so we get a variety here, I think.
It's a veritable potpourri.
Yes, it
a
is.
A cornucopia, if you will.
Cornucopia of hate. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, the hate-o-meter has gone beyond this show now. We're now hating on your other appearances.
Exactly. This is like expanded hate.
Yes.
All right, so let's jump in. I'm very excited today.
Yes, this first one is Ron C. on X.
Saw Bill Spadia and turn my TV off.
Now, I like that because that was an action item, right? He wanted us to know that he saw my face and that was enough to turn off his TV.
Yeah, he was done after that.
Yeah. So interesting. I get a lot of that. Number one, TV watcher, not streaming, not watching on his phone. So probably middle-aged, older gentleman. And I'm assuming guy, but I don't know.
Mm. Yes.
What do you think, Kathy? What do you think?
He could have just changed the channel, but he was so affected, he actually turned the TV off.
You know, that's a great point. That's a great point. Yeah. Instead of I turn the channel, I literally, it's almost like my face infected his television.
He was triggered.
Let's hear it one
Saw
more time.
Bill Spadia and turn my TV off.
God, that's, you know, Kathy, yeah, thank you, because I didn't think of that.
Great point.
Right, because I wonder if he's got to even get a new TV now. Because
like Kathy said, I mean, he could have changed the channel to ESPN. He could have changed it to ABC, Fox, anything else.
Else.
He was so mad when he saw your mug that he had to turn the TV off.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's a depth of hatred that you don't often find, and I'm happy that I'll give that. I mean, I'm giving that a 4. I think that's a 4 out of 5. All right, let's move on.
The second one is, you ready for this name? Donalda Trump Turd on X.
Oh, boy.
All right, now, there's context to this one,
there is
right?
a lot of context.
This was a reaction to a panel discussion I had on Newsmax. On Cuba with two members of Congress and my co-host, Sarah Williamson. We were having, it's called the King's Table. We do it every Sunday on the air. And we had these two, Congressman Peter King and Congressman Jack Kingston, talking about Cuba. That was the context for this hate.
Yes.
There's no threat, you mad collection of obnoxious wombles.
No. I learned a new word.
Let's talk about that word. I have never heard that. I can't say the first part of it, but it's a bleep womble.
Yes.
Womble. Yeah.
And Thomas, you dug a little deep on this.
Yeah, I had to because we'll call it chicken womble. I've never heard of
call it chicken womble. Okay, but it's so bleep womble.
Yes.
But you there's a definition for it.
There is a definition. I had to look up the definition.
Let's hear it.
Womble. A person, usually male, prone to making outrageously stupid statements and or inappropriate behavior while generally having a very high opinion of their own wisdom and importance. Synonyms. F-wit. For brains.
Okay. What do you think, Eric? I like that. I think that I want to use that word in context, I think. What I like about this hate is he grouped all four of us in. So it was all of us. But I think, you know, part of that anyway, I mean, I've got a relatively, you know, I've got high self-esteem.
You don't think yourself as a womble?
I don't think of myself as a womble, though.
Okay.
No, but I appreciate learning a new word.
Yes.
I'm going to use it. It sounds like almost a British curse word.
Yes.
So I think I may integrate this when I go to my first ever English football match with my son-in-law and friends over Memorial Day. I may work that word in. I'll let you know how that goes.
Yet again, the hate-o-meter is educational.
Educational.
Every week.
Educational. All right, let's do the next one.
The third one is Brandon Pinello on Instagram.
Spadia is about as funny as a fart in an airlock.
Needed the sound effects, too. This was an enhancement. It's kind of like when people, they enhance their photos to make themselves look better. They do filters. Let's say that one more time.
Spadia is about as funny as a fart in an airlock.
Look, no matter how old you get, farts are funny.
Always.
Always funny.
Yeah.
There's no way not to laugh when you hear the fart noise.
Our wives will never understand that.
It is a guy thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. The women are listening right now and being like, you're a bunch of idiots. That was a reaction to my comedy night, I imagine.
Yes, it was.
I'm going to say good, but not doesn't get to the level of a 4 out of 5. That to me is a 2.5.
I mean, I would consider a fart in an airlock to be quite funny, to be honest.
You like?
Oh, I'd laugh.
Yeah, I'd laugh at that.
You're saying that it could be a compliment.
I don't think they meant it as that, but I think...
You're saying if somebody actually passed gas...
In an airlock.
In an airlock, presumably with other people in there, someone hilarious. Would laugh.
Oh, yeah.
I think all three of us would laugh. Kathy would probably run to shut the thing down and get out of there, but I think... Yeah, all right, I get it. So I think we'll give it a 3 because it could be construed as not hate. It could be a compliment. Plus, it's on Instagram, which is kind of a friendlier platform.
Yes.
All right, let's move to our last one.
This last one here is Rochelle Feldman Hurwitz on Facebook.
Feldman Hurwitz on Facebook.
Yes.
Okay.
Hope your wife hyphenated her name when she married you.
You know, there's a lot to pull out of that one. Because you would think, ultimately, the hate would be, how could she possibly have married you? But it's like she's accepting that Jody and I are married, but I think she wants to protect Jody by saying maybe she should have hyphenated her name. Is that, do you think it's like a protection thing? What is that? Or that she would be too embarrassed to just have my name?
Yeah.
What do you think?
You bring up great points.
That's
here.
It.
You think that's it?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is the first time that my wife has been pulled into the hate-o-meter.
Yeah.
She does not like the hater-meter, just so we're clear.
She hates it even
she
more
does, now. She hates on the hater-meter. Just doesn't like it, doesn't make her happy at all. But this will be the first time. So I'm probably going to take a little lesson from my post of the armed people walking through the house and not share this hater-meter with her.
Fair.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. All right, well, thank you. Appreciate you playing today.
Ability to raise your hostility. So let's check out the online pleaders on today's Bill Hate-O-Meter.
New Jersey 101.5 severe weather alerts deliver fast, accurate, critical updates from Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero and the New Jersey 101.5 weather team. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePew.
8:54 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. Let's, real quick, Jesse in Medford. I got about a minute before I got a break for news. You own a wildlife control company. What do you got, Jesse?
Yeah, that's correct. So I own UFO Nuisance Wildlife Control. It's me and my business partner, Joshua Chambers. Basically, what we do is when animals get into attics or people's homes, we just want to get them out safely, humanely, as stress-free as possible and make sure they can't get back in by doing any preventative measures.
I love it. Tell me the company name again.
UFO, Nuisance Wildlife Control.
UFO. How'd you get the name?
Yeah, Unidentified Furry Object.
I love it. What's your website?
It's UFOWildlife.com.
UFOWildlife.com. All right, if you got a rodent problem, go to UFOWildlife.com. Jesse, that's great, man. Really super clever. I love it. How busy are you these days?
Oh, we're very busy. Right now, it's baby raccoon season.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are calling in, hearing weird noises in their attic. And I tell them all the time, it's most likely going to be baby raccoons. We do all for free inspections. So
love it.
I like to come out and not only just get out there, but I like to educate people as far as like what's going on. Because I get a lot of people calling, even being scared of snakes. And I love snakes personally. So I like just, you know, settling them down, letting them know. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You just said it. I just got chills. My daughter hates snakes. Oh, my God. Hates them. It's has a total reaction. Like most people would have to spiders. She has that with snakes. And the spiders, as her staff says in London, the spiders are actually afraid of her. That's a whole other story that I'll talk about. But hey, man, I love it. UFOWildlife.com. Thanks, Jesse. Have a great rest of your day.
No problem.
All right, man. Take care. 8:56. That means Jen Ursillo. Yes, Jen Ursillo coming up with your news next.
Get the latest traffic, weather, and local news with New Jersey 101.5. Keeping you informed on all things Jersey.
9:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right, Paul, I'm going to get to you 1 second. Jen, I've got good news to report. The fly situation. We had a question on the app chat that my son had gnats or fruit flies. They were turned out to be fruit flies.
Oh, that explains it.
The culprit of the smell has been identified.
Yep.
The the garbage disposal had to be replaced.
Oh, well, that'll do it.
So Jody just texted me and said, hey, good news. Smell's almost gone. Garbage disposal was replaced last night. And now my son and I kind of went down a rabbit hole because the smell was so pungent in the apartment.
Oh, boy.
And I said, have you considered? Now, see, here I go again. This is where I get myself in trouble.
What'd you do, Bill?
Have you considered the possibility that one of your neighbors died?
Why would you say that to him?
Why
is that the first thing that I was thinking?
That's
an animal.
The problem. That's
an animal, maybe.
I went right to dead neighbor.
Dead neighbor.
Yeah, I probably should just think before I talk. Like you know what I need? I need a replacement filter. You know, like air conditioners get a replacement filter every season. I think I got to replace my filter.
Yeah, usually you replace them, what, every 3 months?
In my head?
The actual filters. Your filter would have to be changed.
Probably weekly.
Much more frequently.
Yeah, I think so, too.
So did he panic when you said that to him?
No, he's like, I don't think that's it, Dad.
All right, that's good. You know, yeah. Thank God, Michael.
Yeah, he's like, actually, it's probably more likely it's a neighbor's cat or a pet of some kind.
But it was not that.
What we learned was... They flushed the pipes. He took the advice. You know, Jody gave him the advice. She's like, look, baking soda and white vinegar will clean out the pipe. So he did that in both the bathroom and the kitchen, and then got the plumber to come in and replace the garbage disposal. That worked, but it was still pungent last night to the point where Jody was landing at like 9 o'clock at night. So I'm like, well. We'll cover the hotel room. Don't stay in the place if it's got a bad smell.
Is that where she's planning to stay in the apartment?
Yeah, he's on his own now. He's got his own place. So
Jody staying with him?
Yes, because he's got room now.
Gotcha.
You know, he's had roommates the whole time that he's been there. So he finally was able to go out on his own.
He's in a big boy place.
Yeah. I said to him, I said, this is part of being an adult. Like, all the crap that happens is now your crap to deal with.
Yes.
So I can't tell you how many times your mom and I have walked into a place and the squish in the carpet because something flooded. You know, we had a pipe burst. We came back from dinner one night and the stupid pipe, the pipe above the kitchen sink. Why they did this, they put the pipes running on the outside, like literally behind the cabinet, so there was no insulation. So it froze, literally a quarter-size slit in the pipe flooded the entire first floor. I mean, tens of thousands of dollars in damage.
I've been there with the flooding.
Right?
I know.
We had our water heater. We had the... I'm like, Michael, do I have to tell you? We woke up Thanksgiving morning a couple of years ago.
I remember that.
And the toilets, thank God for guaranteed service. Helmy's team was out there.
I remember you talking about that. I had a
backhoe in my backyard on Thanksgiving. Digging up the, you can't make this up.
No.
I'm like, it will be everything all the time.
Well, that's the thing. And so there's pros and cons.
You had a flood in your apartment.
I'm still dealing with it.
Your condo, right?
Yeah, back in January, the people in the condo in front of me moved out and turned off the heat, and the landlord didn't turn it back on. Frozen pipe broke.
Wow.
So I'm behind them. So my whole first floor got flooded. Everything.
They fixed it though, right?
Finally,
they got it?
But it took a few months. We had to gut walls, floors, bathrooms.
And you stayed there.
I had no choice. I had nowhere to go.
They should have put you up somewhere.
We're finally back to normal. Yeah,
good.
Finally get there.
So yeah, that's so. Anyway, the
pros and cons.
Very few fruit flies killed in the making of this story.
Well, I'm happy about that.
Yeah, I knew you would be. And no dead animal. And the
garbage
neighbors,
disposal.
The neighbors, to our knowledge, are very much alive.
All right.
So all things that
I can't believe that's where your brain. I shouldn't say that. I can't believe that's where your brain went.
Literally, first place my brain went. And
dead body.
I have some issues probably. Anyway, call 1-800. This is my therapy in the morning, just so we're all clear. All right, Paul, I'm going to get to you first. Other side of traffic and weather next.
Fun, laughs, great conversation, and guests you want to hear from. It's 100% Trev. Weeknights on New Jersey 101.5.
923 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. All right, I got a question from Kevin in Atlantic City about his water bill. All right, the Bill Spadia helpline is open for business. What do you got for me, Kevin?
Hey, good morning, Bill.
Morning.
So my township has failed their water test since 2022.
Okay.
And so on the testing, it says you.
Well, what does that mean?
Really
the state requires them to test, and it failed in what way? There's arsenic, poison, what?
What I think it's those forever chemicals, but something with plastics.
Okay.
And it says you're not really supposed to be drinking the water.
Oh, all right.
Well, if they're not giving you potable water, why are you paying for that portion of the bill?
Well, it's a great point. You absolutely should not be paying for water that you cannot drink. I mean, there's a basic expectation that the water that comes out of your faucet is drinkable, right?
Correct.
So what do? I mean, you actually live in Atlantic City?
No, I don't actually live in Atlantic City.
Okay, you're in Atlantic City now, but you live in a small town, and is there a major water company providing it, or does the town provide the water? Like, is it provided through a well in the town? How is the water provided,
It's provided through the town's water treatment system, so I'm not exactly sure where it comes from, but I know it's their own water treatment system that has to clean and filter the water.
So how do you know they fail? It's reported in the media. They own up to it in a town newsletter. How do you know?
Well, they have to provide the testing results. Every township has to provide testing results for their water periodically to their residents.
Got it. So you went online, you saw the report. You're like, hey, you guys failed.
Well, they send the letter out in the mail.
So they're owning up to it. So are they? What did it come with another warning? Was there a warning saying you can't drink this?
Well, it says right on there that you're not supposed to be drinking the water in large quantities, that there are side effects that could happen, and you can go on their website to look all that stuff up. But it says that they have failed since 2022, and the federal government mandates that they have 6 months to fix the problem.
So they've taken 4 years instead.
Pretty much.
So
yeah.
Here's what I think you ought to do. I think you ought to post this on Facebook with a copy of the letter and ask the residents who live in town to start calling the mayor's office and make everybody super uncomfortable. That's what you do.
Okay.
And if you want, you can shout out the name of the town now, and we'll get that drumbeat started right now.
It's Florence Township.
Well, Florence has had so many problems. It's a shame. You guys are on the short end of the stick with that the landfill on the other side of the river. How nobody has been held seriously accountable for that is beyond me. Who's your mayor?
Honestly, I don't know the guy's name.
Yeah, fair enough.
I do not know the mayor's
name. All right,
name.
I'll look it up. So literally, Kevin, my advice is go on Facebook, screenshot the letter, or take a picture of the letter, upload that, and call on Florence residents to like the post and post the mayor's office number. And these guys, they do not react unless they are forced to. And, we've done this. This is what we did with the old organization I have. I'm going to do it with the new organization, that you give out their number. The minute they get a couple dozen calls, they react. They're like, oh, crap, people are paying attention. I bet that means I could be in trouble.
Right.
And I don't say it like harass the guy being in a mean way. I'm saying hold them accountable. So you flood them with calls, you flood them with emails. We have been able to actually shut down legislators' inbound office phones because so many people have called that they turn the voicemail off and they had to shut the phones down. And the minute they can't get their regular work done because the people are pissed off, they act. So that's what you got to do. You got to make this front and center. The only thing your mayor and township committee can think about is the fact that Kevin's pissed off that his water's not drinkable. That's how to do it. So if you want, tag me on the post. I'll be happy to share it. And then let me know if you get any traction on social media. Call back this week and we'll get the number posted.
Will do.
All right, man. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, good luck. We'll keep fighting. Guys, that is open for all of you. If you've got a town that you got a problem and there's an intersection maybe that needs to be fixed because the lights aren't working, there's a stop sign that's down, there's a water problem, you call me and we'll we will literally turn on the fire hose to these unaccountable politicians. I like doing it, just so you know. It's not just because I have to do it and have a duty to do it. I enjoy doing it because I can't stand these guys. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 928 is the time. Jen Ursillo, news next. Nine 37 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. All I could say, Jill and Jen, is Kyle and EJ and Judy are going to have a great show coming up at 10 o'clock.
If they go with the topic.
If they go with what they're talking about right now,
yeah,
it's going to be, you're not going to be able to turn the dial.
They're kind of discussing their topic, yeah. And EJ was telling us one of his
Yeah, I don't want to give any stories. Of it away, but yeah. I was fascinated by that story.
You were.
I was.
It's
because
I
look at the weird different elements of stories like that.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled four or five stories out of that.
Yeah, there's like three topics.
Yeah, a lot of elements. Like,
but you know, as you guys talking about it, where the rest of us have no idea what you're talking about, means nothing.
Well, you have to tune in at 10 o'clock. That's what you got to do. Now, Jen called me out for something, and she kind of blamed the work that we do. So we had a situation. So Jody's in California.
Mm-hmm.
She's on the plane last night, and my son calls me, and I told you we had a thing with the gnats. And it turns out
they were fruit flies.
Well, interesting you say that.
The fruit fly murderer
Hold on, Jill. Listen to this.
So,
this is good.
So there was the murderer, the whole thing. Well, I told Jen, very few fruit flies were killed in the telling of the story.
I was very happy to hear that.
But there was a smell, like a pungent, in his apartment.
Okay.
So he calls the emergency number. They come. They replace the garbage disposal.
Oh, that's usually what happens.
Right?
Yeah.
Then
not Bill.
But the smell was still there. Jody advised him, you know, try to flush the system out with baking soda and vinegar. So he did that. So now it's probably 9 o'clock last night. He's like, Dad, it still smells really bad.
Something's dead in the walls.
So I said,
well, that's where I went.
That's where every normal person went.
Correct. Not Bill.
Here's where I went. I said, have you checked on your neighbor? Maybe your neighbor's dead.
What person says it's a dead body?
He paused.
Checked on your neighbor. He just moved in.
He literally just moved in.
I mean, if I met my neighbor?
He doesn't know his name. He's like, I don't know who they are.
Well, if they're dead, you're not going to know them
now. You're not going to meet them now.
Right. Like meeting the dead version of my neighbor.
Oh, my God.
So to the best of our knowledge, the neighbor is still very much alive.
Are you sure?
And the smell is gone this morning. So
I think it was the garbage disposal, and it just took some time.
It was just residual smell.
Yes,
but he was not happy last night. I'm like, I would be, you know, me. I'm on the phone 16 times, and I'm it would be anyway.
So I said to Bill, "Did Michael react to your dead body comment?" And Michael did not.
He didn't. He's
he didn't buy it.
I don't.
He's like, Dad,
it's more likely an animal.
No, Dad.
Like, all right. Probably.
The dead body went into the garbage disposal. Like,
I'm thinking he may not call me for the next problem.
See, now you could.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. You could turn this around and save it because you go to worst case scenario. So when you know that's not it, anything else is fixable and less.
Oh, see?
See, we can
save
this.
What do you think, Jill? I like that.
Okay.
Less
potent. Let's go right to dead neighbor,
correct,
body rotting in the apartment
most
next door.
Most likely not it.
And if it's not that, you feel good
better
about whatever else it is.
And everything else is workable.
I think the dead body could have been in the garbage disposal.
Could have been.
Because it was a crime.
Could have been a crime scene.
You know, they chopped it in pieces.
He did. He was funny. He's like, can you imagine that's the story tomorrow? He's like, that it's my neighbor's dead. He's like, that's not it. And I'm glad it's not.
No.
So anyway, the neighbor is not dead to my knowledge. I don't know.
It's what we do for a living, that we go to these work, because we read so much about it and we hear so many bad things, that's where we go.
And my awkward state would, if I went to visit and I met the neighbor, I'd be like, hey, guess what? We thought you were dead.
You would totally say that.
You would absolutely say that. Awkward.
Which would explain the fruit flies and the gnats swarming around the body. See?
This is the thing. Oh. This is the thing. I don't know. I've never had a dead body rotting in proximity to wherever I was living, so I don't know.
I just love that's where your brain just shuffled right to.
I went right to it. But I do think there's something to that. Like, we hear about this stuff constantly.
Yeah. I think that's it.
We filter out 90% of it because you can't report on every bad thing you hear.
No, and we've heard some wild stories.
I was more concerned. One of our regular callers called in earlier and said he works at Philly Airport, and he was telling me about the raccoons and the mice and the critters that are in and around baggage claim.
They're trying to go away.
Well, but maybe they're trying to travel. And I said, you know, it's funny you say that. I've never even thought about an animal getting into my suitcase. I'm buying locks for all my suitcases.
Great. I'm going to know.
Right? I just put that thought.
Well, sorry, you can't unsee that, right?
I'm going away next week. I'll be away.
Jilly, you're going away.
We're not checking bags.
You decided not to? Okay.
All right, so hold down. He's a pilot, so he's used a minor, minuscule packing.
I know. I come full circle on that. I never checked a bag. Now, I check a bag, I walk on the plane with nothing. I love it.
I don't like that.
I love it.
My bags have ended up in other countries and not meeting up with me.
I take nothing.
Just, what do you do
it's
for
so
entertainment
fantastic.
On the plane? You sleep, don't
you? I have my phone. I sleep, though.
Okay.
I have, Girls it's one of my stuff. Superpowers. I've got a few superpowers, as you know. And one of my superpowers is that the minute I am in my seat,
really
out, there's a picture of me that my daughter Elizabeth posted.
Oh, I love it.
My mouth is half open. It's literally, she's like traveling with dad, and she took the selfie. Yeah.
Elizabeth.
I remember that.
Yes. Like, my hat's crooked. I'm like, I was literally out cold.
I'm with you. I will wait. Yeah. I used to have to take the bus into New York City. I remember I'd fall asleep on like the business man next to me. I'd wake up looking up in his eyes like,
oh, he's like, this is awkward.
it's a very.
Jody can't sleep anywhere.
No.
She doesn't
sleep on flights. I feel bad.
I would love to sleep on a flight. I can't. Can't do it. I have the window seat.
May have narcolepsy.
I have it. It's a coping mechanism. And when my ex, I'd get in the car with him, the way he would drive.
Would you sleep?
I'd fall asleep. I think it was a coping mechanism.
Maybe.
Oh, my God. Is that why Jody sleeps when I'm driving?
To avoid talking.
Wait, hold on a minute.
I thought you said she couldn't sleep, but she could sleep in the car.
She sleeps in the car when I'm driving.
That's not, no.
Wait a minute.
She might be faking that.
You think?
So you see her turn her head sideways all the time. You're like, what did you just swallow? Nothing. Melatonin.
You know what I used to do? I used to pretend to fall asleep when the person driving would be talking to themselves, and I would hear their conversation.
Really? So
it was great. It was great because then I learned things, secrets.
I don't do that. The voices in my head are so loud.
That I totally believe. Yeah.
You know.
Sure.
There's crosstalk. There's a lot of crosstalk.
It's a dead body, Bill. It's a dead body.
Can you imagine?
It's a dead body.
That's where I went first.
That's where you went first. It was
through her voice. I am not the only one that thought that. I think when I brought it up yesterday, some people thought someone's dead.
Yeah.
Right?
Anyway, I went to dead animal on the wall.
But I don't think Jody's avoiding the conversation. We are talkers. In the car, after like, I think maybe it's my driving. I tend to drive a little fast, and I don't stay in one lane for long.
Oh, yeah.
You're one of those.
I'm one of them.
I'm a weaver. You're a weaver.
Not even that. The Jersey slide.
I totally slide.
Oh, totally.
Is that legal? It's mostly legal.
If you put on a blinker and...
I do. I don't always like them to know which way I'm going.
Oh, that's great, Bill. You're probably the one I've cursed out on the roads.
No doubt about
it. I'm sure it was you.
Oh, I've had my share of people beeping and Jersey saluting me many times. what time is it? No. 9:46. Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
Jersey issues, Jersey voices, real conversation. Jersey Thing with Eric Scott, weeknights 6 to 7 on New Jersey 101.5. Thoughtful commentary, your calls, and the stories that matter here. Sponsored by RWJ Barnabas Health and supported by Parks Casino and Earth Treasures Jeweler.
9:53 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. Got to get out of here. Hey, Mark in Far Hills it's Mary in Far Hills on the app chat. Thank you for that comment about my conversation with Jen and Jill. It is great to wrap the show up talking to The ladies of New Jersey, 101.5. A couple of you making the hate-o-meter next week, I can tell you that. All right, got to get out. It's 9:54. Do me a favor, check out the website, nj1015.com/Bill Spadia. A lot of stuff there, including a charity that I want you to help out, stjamespennington.org. Help out this diaper drive and support this great company, Every Life Diapers. And Lori Imanalapin, yes, tomorrow I will be talking about Maha and my conversation with Michael Bowes, who is the new chief Maha officer at Steak and Shake. I'm going to try to get him on the air. I had him on Newsmax. I want to get him on here. But in the meantime, we'll talk about all those issues surrounding how we should be eating and what changes are coming to restaurants near you. All that tomorrow on the show. Have a great Wednesday, 9:54. Enjoy your day.